Welcome to this episode of Highway Spec. We're going to do a hot take, and this is mine. So Ram has introduced the 2025 Ram 1500, and they've had a few surprises up their sleeve. Of course, they've done the typical updates, changed the front fascia, give it a refresh within the interior. However, they made some big changes to the motor. First and foremost, they now have the Hurricane inline 6, which replaces the Hemi V8. Now, a lot of people probably won't be super excited about this, but it is the direction where everything is heading. The big news, the big reveal, however, was the fact that they are introducing the Ram Charger. Yes, this harkens back to the Ram Chargers of old, except it's completely different. Instead, it returns as a battery electric truck. And now, you may think, wait, isn't Ram already doing that with the Ram Rev? And yes, they are. But this is where it gets interesting. The Ram Charger uses a 95 kilowatt hour battery, which is smaller than the Ram Rev by a significant amount. But underneath the hood, it has a 3.6 liter Pentastar V6 and a 27 gallon fuel tank. Doesn't make a lot of sense in an electric vehicle, right? However, they are using it for range extending purposes. The truck by itself gets 145 miles of all electric range, which really is reasonable for most around town driving, which is honestly where most of the truck usage would be. But this onboard generator allows up to 700 miles of range between battery electric power and the gasoline power plant. The gasoline power plant has no mechanical connection to the wheels and solely generates power for the electric battery. And personally, I think this is brilliant. I posted a little bit about this on our YouTube shorts and TikTok, and comments were coming from everywhere saying, this is a stupid idea. All you're doing is wasting gas to charge a battery. Why not just have a gas power plant? It has 145 miles of all electric range. That is what you're going to be using most of the time. What's the biggest complaint about an electric truck? That, of course, is the towing range. Towing with an electric truck is a nightmare experience for most owners, largely because you really can't go very far on a battery electric vehicle when you've got a heavy trailer behind you. Now, this Ram Charger does offer up to 14,000 pounds towing capacity, and of course, that is going to substantially affect the range. However, with that range extending motor, it allows you to get further than you otherwise would have gone. Unloaded, it can get up to almost 700 miles of range. That is a huge amount. So while it will be affected significantly while towing, this does provide adequate range that you could tow something to the lake and get back home. Or let's say you need to take something several hours away, you can do that now. Personally, I think this is the best solution you can come up with for a truck at the current technology. It gives you the instant torque of an electric vehicle, but it hugely alleviates the range anxiety. While most people won't even touch the gasoline motor in most instances, it does still make it a road trip friendly vehicle, because you'll never be stranded by a malfunctioning electric vehicle charger. This truck has two electric motors, one in the front, one in the back, one making 335 horsepower, the other making 319, for a total combined horsepower of 663 horsepower and 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds. That is downright respectable. The rear electric motor is also available with an electronic locking differential. And the truck also has a 2,600 pound payload capacity. So now you have an electric truck that will tow, an electric truck that can handle typical workloads of a construction site, a truck that isn't largely a fashion statement, and it still pulls off 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds, and you get rid of range anxiety. Tell me why this isn't the perfect truck that gives you the best of both worlds. Exactly. You can't. Previously, I talked about how the Ram Rev was a terrible, terrible vehicle. This is what Ram should have built in the first place, the Ram Charger. Make sure to sound off in the comments if you completely disagree with me, but thank you for joining me, and I will catch you on the next one.